The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Relationships. As humans, we're hardwired for them. What would it be like to have a guide to relationships that are authentic? Tap into the collective wisdom of teachers, authors, and healers who have accumulated experience on this subject. I've learned that there are overlapping soul circles of people in our lives. Family of choice. Welcome to the family.
And welcome to It's All About Relationships. I'm your host, Edie Weinstein, and the music that leads us into the show and lulls us out of the show was written by my friend Barry Goldstein, and it's called Prayer of the Heart. And you can find all of Barry's wonderful music at www.barrygoldsteinmusic.com. Now, my guest today, I just found out, is a homeboy, a Philly boy. I was born in Philadelphia, and turns out that Eric Allen was as well, even though he now lives in Central Florida. He is the author of two wonderful books called The New Way, The Ultimate Guide for Personal Power, and The New Awakening, Thoughts to Inspire, Empower, Enlighten, and Entertain. So welcome to the show, Eric.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. So one of the things that you use to describe yourself as a spiritual mentor, what is that?
Well, you know, look, I hate labels. That's just something when people ask me to describe what I do, that's the easiest way to say it. All that means is I assist people in finding out who they are. It's really nothing more than that. Everybody has the answers. Everybody has all the knowledge within them. And if I can be a part of that awakening, then it's a wonderful experience for me. And whenever I speak with people, the idea is for me not necessarily to give answers all the time, but to ask the right questions, which will help someone awaken to the answer themselves, which is always more important.
Mm-hmm. So are these the same questions that you've been asking yourself your entire life?
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. you have to ask questions if you want answers. And whether it's through meditation or just asking them out loud, eventually the answers will come. But you have to be patient and you have to be open.
Wonderful. What are some of the big life questions that you ask yourself and that your clients ask you?
Why are we here? Mm-hmm. That's ultimately, what am I doing here? Why am I here? What's the purpose? What's the reason? And the answer is probably more simple than we want it to be. You know, we mm-hmm. life, as I always say, is simple, but we tend to complicate the simplest things. Well, mm-hmm. why are we here? We're here to learn about ourselves. We're here to have an experience. It's just one of infinite experiences that spirit can have. This is just one mm-hmm. experience, physical reality. So why are we here? To experience physical reality and everything that comes along with it, the emotions, the feelings, the senses. That's why we're here. Sometimes we forget and we get caught up in things and we make things overwhelming when they don't have to be. It really can be more simple. But that's what we're learning. That's the awakening process that we're all, or most of us anyway, are trying to experience, where we're trying to wake ourselves up and to be able to enjoy this reality rather than it be overwhelming and crazy. Make it exciting rather than frightening.
Mm-hmm. And I found two things just jumped out at me. I call it spiritual amnesia, when we forget why we're here and who we really are. And then the other is that there really isn't that much difference between excitement and fear. The same adrenaline juices get flowing. And is it more about how we view it, like how we interpret the energy?
It's all perspective. It's all what we've learned to do and where we come from. But that's all part of the game as well. Whatever your belief system is, however you believe we have gotten here in the beginning, whether we've chosen it, whatever you wish to believe, it doesn't matter. The answers are always the same. We're here to have an experience. And when we come to this reality, we have lots of choices. we're put into various situations. We're taught from the time we're born, you can call it taught, you can call it brainwashed, whatever it is, we are fed certain belief systems from the time we're born. Then it's up to us, it's our responsibility as we get older to question every belief that we've been taught, everything. That's the awakening process, not to simply buy into something because your parents told you it was right. Most people are raised in a particular religion. Why? Because their parents were a particular religion. You could be raised in any religion or any belief system, and that's what you will experience as you grow older. So the idea is that no belief system is the only belief system there is. You have to question it for yourself, and that's taking responsibility. And that's why my favorite word is self-empowerment. Everything I do, everything I write, when I speak to people, the goal is always the same: self-empowerment. Don't believe everything. Don't believe what you've heard. Don't believe what you've been taught. Question everything. And let it be a fun game, not a frightening game, because you might find out something that doesn't ring true or hasn't been true in the past. So what? That's exciting. And that's the idea. The idea is to find the excitement in everything. Open mind, open heart, and you can't go wrong.
So do you drive yourself bonkers questioning everything, or are there some things you accept at face value?
No, I don't drive myself bonkers at all. I love it. I love the process. That's why I'm here. That's what I've learned.
Okay.
It's the most exciting thing in the world. I ask the craziest questions to my higher consciousness that you know, anybody could ask. I ask all the questions, and then I'm patient. I don't expect an answer right away. There are times, very honestly, I may be walking my dog, and suddenly a question that I've asked a day ago or whatever, a week ago, suddenly a download will happen. I call them downloads, just higher mm-hmm. consciousness. It's my mind opening up at that moment to receiving an answer. I get a download, and the download is so powerful and so positive. Sometimes tears will come to my eyes. I'll stop, I'll pause, but tears of happiness, tears of joy, just wow, where did that answer come from? How amazing. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that answer. And how do I know it's true? Well, it's true for me. It's true for me because it feels right. It feels like it came at the right time. The resonance, vibration, everything feels that's the answer that I was looking for. It doesn't necessarily mean it's the answer for somebody else, but it's the answer for me. And then I can share that answer, and if someone else resonates with that, that's wonderful. If they don't, that's okay as well.
And how the inner – I mean, my guess is you weren't – maybe you were born knowing this stuff, but we have this amnesia that I mentioned. What inner changes occurred – Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Well, let's talk about the amnesia for a second. That's the game. That's the mm-hmm. game. When we come to physical reality, the game is you forget who you are, and we try to remember. Imagine, if you would, two kids playing up in the ether, and they're saying, hey, you know, I heard there's this great little reality. It's called Earth. It's really wild. we go down there. We actually forget who we are. Can you imagine that? And then we have to try to remember. And they're looking at each other going, oh, I dare you. You want to go down there and try it? Yeah, come on, let's go. Well, that's really, in a sense, that's what it's like. And that's why some spirits, let's say, choose not to come to this reality. But it is a challenging reality. It absolutely is on many levels. And on some levels, we've made it more challenging than ever. But in a sense, figuring it out becomes that incredible excitement, which is why many of us do come back here, because it is such an exciting thing to finally find out or recognize who we are in this reality. It's that fun game. It can be a fun game.
Well, on the other side of the break, we're going to explore more of that game. So, folks, my guest is Eric Allen, and you can find his wonderful work, and if I can ask you what you can find on your website, at www.change-your-world.com. What will they find on your website?
Oh, just some lovely music and words and information about a little more information about who I am.
Wonderful. So we'll find out more about who you are and who we all are after the break. Catch you on the other side.
Great.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.
It's All About Relationships is a gathering of friends worldwide. I'm your host, Edie Weinstein. Join us each Thursday night from 8 to 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. My guests are dynamic leaders in the field of human interaction, and no topic is off the table, from sexuality to spirituality to self-love. I'm a best-selling author, speaker, therapist, interfaith minister, and optimistic who sees the world through the eyes of possibility. Visit me at opti-mystical.com.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.
Welcome back to the next portion of It's All About Relationships. I'm your host, Edie Weinstein, and we've been talking to Eric Allen, author of The New Way and The New Awakening. During the break, we were talking about the idea that nothing fazes him, nothing bothers him. So how do you keep from being discouraged by what's going on in the world? Like how do you hold it together in the midst of that?
Well, look, as long as we're here in physical reality, we are going to have emotions. We're going to feel certain things, as I do. I allow myself to feel. I feel very deeply. But we also have to learn how to deal with that. If we're going to change who we are, if we're going to change anything about our world, we have to learn how to be aware of everything without ingesting it. And that is the most important thing. The most important thing I could teach people is how to be completely aware of everything around you, know what's going on in the world. This is not about denial. This is not New Age BS. This is not about pretending that nothing is happening in the world. We know what's happening in the world. I know what happened in Orlando. I know what's going on all over the world. I'm very aware of it. In fact, I'm extremely aware of it. But being aware of it doesn't mean I have to partake in it. Doesn't mean I have to give myself over to it. I can feel very deeply. I can allow myself to cry for 15, 20 minutes very strongly about it. But then I have to say, okay, now, what do we need to do to make the change? What do I need to do within myself? How do I need to share this idea with people so that we can find more love, more passion, more excitement, and move away from these negative beliefs, these core beliefs that are causing all this chaos in the world?
Mm-hmm. So do you think by stepping aside from it and not being, I don't say attached is the right word, but you can be more of a force for good when you're not immersed in the mess of it.
We can learn, in essence, to be spiritual observers. We're in physical reality. We have deep, deep, deep feelings. I'm very empathetic. I can cry at the drop of a pin when people tell me their stories. I'm very sensitive, but I've also learned in the same respect, in order to maybe assist that person, I have to learn how to be an observer and to look at it from a completely different perspective, which we probably don't have time to get into here. It would take quite a long time, and I don't like sound bites. But the idea that all we are on every level is, in some sense, an illusion. And why are we buying into particular illusions? Why are we buying into particular negative illusions, which is really what they are? when we leave this planet, we're all going to be the same energy in one way or another. We're all going to be the same thing. We're all going to recognize what that energy is when we leave. But right now, we're all caught up in it. Many of us, as we've talked about before, have that amnesia. We have forgotten who we are, so we can get caught up in the chaos and overwhelmed by the chaos, and therefore keep perpetuating the same negativity over and over and over again because we don't know how to step aside, in a sense, and observe it in a healthy way and then move forward to a more empowering way.
So how do we redirect those stray thoughts that say, I'm not enough, or I'm too much, or the world is overwhelming, or I can't fix it? You know, all of the monkey mind chatter, how do you rein it back in, and how do you recommend other people suggest that do that?
Well, again, it would be lovely if it were that simple. Mm-hmm. But again, I'm not here to BS. Very honestly, we all, each of us, have to, on some level, take the responsibility to start waking up and recognizing who we are energetically, recognizing how powerful we are as spirit. We each have to take that responsibility, but each person has their own path. Each person has their own, let's say, time frame of learning. You can't force anybody. You can't tell someone, just wake up. You can't do that. So each of us has to take responsibility. All we can do, people like myself, like you, anyone else who has been able to get to that point, is simply, again, be that reflection so that people have an opportunity to raise their vibration to that level. That's all we can do. We can offer people the opportunity to raise their vibration. We can't make them change. We can't force them to change. So that's why it's up to each individual to raise their vibration, their frequency, because the more of us that do it, then certainly it will give more people the opportunity to do the same.
Mm-hmm.
So one step at a time, one ripple at a time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one question that I ponder probably just about every day is, are things and encounters meant to be, you know, are they soul contracts, or is there absolute random free will? You know, what's your experience been with that?
Well, I'm actually writing about that in my new book that I'm working on.
Wonderful.
Again, it's too complicated to put into a soundbite, mm-hmm. but essentially, when it comes to free will, we have it and we don't. We may have, let's put it this way. In essence, if you made an agreement to come down into, let's say, this building, and this building has 25 or 30 rooms, let's say, and what you can do is you come down into that building. Your experience will be that building because you've come down to experience that particular reality. But within that building, you have 20 rooms or 30 rooms. You can explore those different rooms within that particular reality. You can create whatever you want to by having a certain experience and seeing things in a certain way, in a certain perspective. So you can go from one room to another room to another room. So in that sense, you have that free will, but overall, you're still within that idea that you've come down to create, that one building, let's say. I don't know if that makes too much sense right now.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, that's in my downloads, in the information that I receive, that's how it translates. So we have lots of free will. Let's put it this way, put it a little bit simpler. There are societies in the world who celebrate death. There's no fear. They celebrate it. It's okay. As soon as it happens, they feel joy, happiness. This person left on to where they believe is a wonderful place. They know that in their heart of hearts, so they can actually celebrate it. There's no sadness. Well, then there are some of us who can't deal with it at all. We break down. We suffer deeply. We feel great pain when there's loss. Well, again, it's the same thing, but two different experiences. So where do you learn those experiences? you have the choice. We do have the choice, because if one person can feel that way, then everybody can. So then we have to look at it and say, okay, it's not something that just has to happen in this reality. There can be a choice. We can actually learn how to perceive, how to have a different perspective on something. And so this is also part of the awakening process. We can find different ways of looking at things, different angles, different perspectives. And by doing that, we're learning an awful lot about ourselves and who we are. But we're never truly stuck in just one thing. We really aren't. That's the biggest message. We're not really stuck in one emotion or one feeling or how we have to look at something. We really aren't.
So there's a, you know, I know A Course in Miracles talks about the idea of a shift in perception. Is it that simple that, okay, I'm going to just, boom, change my thought and my perception of reality changes?
Yes, everything is that simple. In reality, mm-hmm. we can shift instantly. Yes, of course. Of course we can. Instantly. Instantly. Why we don't is because of a core belief that we've learned in this reality. It's the only reason we mm-hmm. don't shift instantly to whatever we want to do. People talk mm-hmm. about wealth. People talk about this. Yes, you can shift instantly to pretty much any desired or preferred reality you want. We can do that. It's that simple. But because we have complicated this reality so much, we have to go through layers and layers and layers of false core beliefs before we can start to see that. And that's where mm-hmm. most of us are. Some of us are waking up from that. That's what we're here to do. You know, many of us, there's a great awakening happening around the world. People are starting to see things differently. We're understanding interdimensional realities, extraterrestrial realities. We're starting to understand that we can communicate on so many levels in so many ways. There's so many things out there that we were told weren't there or can't be there for whatever reason, whatever belief, whether it's religious or society or whatever, which are all limited belief systems. But when we open our minds, when we open our hearts to all possibilities, we will start to experience more and more of those things, whether it be interdimensional realities or extraterrestrial realities, whatever you want to call them. They're there. They're there. We just have to open our hearts and minds to them. But we choose not to on so many levels. And even many of us that have seen them are told that we're crazy immediately, and we're just pushed to the side. So people are basically saying, we don't want to believe that stuff. We don't want to know about those things. Okay, fine. That's fine. Mm-hmm. That's your reality.
And some things are true whether we believe them or not, has been my, you know, my experience.
Well, in essence, everything is true. Everything. If you, you know, this is, and again, this is a very important issue. If someone believes that they're a horrible person, that's true to them. They will experience mm-hmm. everything that goes along with that resonance, with that vibration. That's the truth. If you say you're wonderful, then you will experience that reality. Everything is the truth. You can create whatever you want. That's the beauty of it. But whatever your truth is, whatever you believe, will become your reality. That's what your experience will be. Over and over and over again.
Okay.
I know it sounds simple, but
no. Nope. Well, it is, obviously. I mean, I ask myself this question a lot as well. What would someone have to believe in order to be living the reality that I'm living right now? Not what would I, because, you know, if I say what would I have to believe, then it gets a little tricky, and I'm thinking, okay, I don't want to look at that. But what would another person thinking my thoughts have to believe in order to have the life that I'm having right now, for better or for worse?
Exactly.
So that's one of those questions.
It's profound, and it's a wonderful question to ask, because it really helps you to go deep inside of yourself and or step out. Well, we never step out. Of course, that's an illusion as well. But when we say that, that's what we mean. We're looking mm-hmm. deeply into ourselves, and that answer will come. It's a great question to ask.
Yeah. Well, as we're getting close to the end, we've got like 1 minute left. Is there any bit of delight or guidance that you would like to offer to the listeners?
The biggest energy that I'd like to share is learn to love yourselves more. Learn or understand or awaken to the idea that you truly are an amazing, beautiful, incredible, powerful spirit who's here to enjoy this reality And if you just open your minds and hearts to that, you will start to see your life start changing in profound ways.
Sounds wonderful. Well, I so appreciate your time with us. And folks, again, please go to Eric's website, and it is www.change-your-world.com, and order his wonderful books, The New Way and The New Awakening. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Angel.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You can call me that anytime.
I will.
Wonderful. So, folks, in January, I'm going to be teaching and doing some healing work on a cruise called the Healing Water Holistic Cruise. It's going to be happening in Tortola, St. Thomas, in a private island in the Bahamas, January 21st through January 28th. And you can find out more about it by going to scott-travel.com. And next week, my guest is somebody that I've not met, but whose movie I've watched. His name is Jason O'Brien, and he created a documentary called Cuddle, the documentary. And it's all about the art of cuddling, including some work that I do, Cuddle Party, and then one-on-one cuddling as well. So check that out next week. And until next time, I thank you, I bless you, I love you. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us on It's All About Relationships on Vivid Life Radio. I'm your host, Edie Weinstein, asking you the all-important question, what does your vivid life look like? Hoping that it includes fulfilling and thriving relationships in all areas. Until next time, sending you abundant love from here.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.